This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister held a meeting with President of Spain Pedro Sanchez at Hyderabad House this morning. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed ways to boost the India-Spain friendship, especially in areas such as defense, security, technology, and more. He said the historic free trade agreement with the EU will have a very positive impact on the economic partnership with Spain and provide new opportunities to the people of both the nations. The Prime Minister also held talks with Prime Minister of Finland, Antti Petri Orpo. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to advancing responsible, talent-driven AI and harnessing tech-enabled solutions for a sustainable future. Mr. Modi also held talks with President of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić. The two leaders discussed avenues to strengthen bilateral cooperation in trade and investment, AI, fintech, education, agriculture, tourism, and people-to-people exchanges. Prime Minister Modi met President of Estonia, Alar Karis, on the sidelines of the AI Impact Summit. Both the leaders reviewed various facets of India-Estonia relations. Mr. Modi also held bilateral talks with Prime Minister of Croatia, Andrej Plenković. Earlier this morning, Prime Minister Modi met Google CEO Sundar Pichai. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they talked about the work India is doing in AI and how Google can work with India's talented students and professionals in this field. French President Emmanuel Macron and Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda today inaugurated the Indo-French Campus on AI in Global Health at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi. This initiative marks a significant step in strengthening India-France collaboration in artificial intelligence for global health. Prime Minister of Finland Petteri Orpo today said that Finland and India together with global partners can lead resilient, sustainable and human-centric technological progress. Mr. Orpo was addressing a session on building sovereign deep tech for a resilient future. India AI and Intel India have created a new world record under the category for most pledges received for an AI responsibility campaign in 24 hours. More than 2.5 lakh students took pledge under the campaign. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav chaired a strategic convening of industry leaders, global academicians, policymakers, and technology experts on the third day of India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. He outlined India's artificial intelligence priorities for manufacturing engineering technology. Earlier in the day, the minister...
We in India are very focused on AI in the edge, AI for use cases, AI for solving real world problems, AI for improving the productivity in the enterprises, AI for population scale problems like healthcare, like agriculture, like climate change. These are the things that we are focused here in India. And this AI summit brings that opportunity.
The government has extended the India AI Impact Expo by one day till the 21st of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi, Electronics and IT Secretary S. Krishnan said the move has been taken because of the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors. He said on Friday and Saturday the expo will remain open until 8 p.m. Tomorrow the expo will be closed to the general public. The Election Commission today announced elections for 37 seats of the Rajya Sabha in 10 states. The notification for polls will be issued on the 26th of this month. Polling will be held on the 16th of March. In ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will take on the Netherlands in a Group A match in Ahmedabad at 7 this evening. In the Group D match, South Africa beat UAE by 6 wickets in Delhi. In Group A fixture, electing to bat first, Pakistan have set a target of 200 runs for Namibia in Colombo. And benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty ended with modest gains today. Sensex climbed 283 points to end at 83,734, while the Nifty rose 94 points to settle at 25,819. And that is the end of this news bulletin.